We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Tefillin Siman Chaf Hey Sif Yud. Says the Mechaber, Im Sach Letzoruch Tefillin Eino Chozer Mevarich. As we said, there are two reasons not to be mafsik between the bracha on the Shal Rosh and the bracha on the Shal Yad. One is because of a hefsek bracha, that it's going to require you to make another bracha, which is bracha shein tzricha. And the other reason is because there's a remez in the pasuk that it places one right next to the other. So, speaking Letzoruch HaTfilin, says the Mechaber, L'chatchil, you shouldn't do it, but B'di'eved, it's going to be okay. This would be because of bracha shein tzricha problems. When a Chol HaMoed, where you don't make a bracha, then maybe, even though we say it's still better not to be mafsik at all because of the remez, maybe Letzoruch HaTfilin, as we said yesterday, we would be makil. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mechaber continues, also, im shama kadosh o kedusha bin tefila shel yad letefila shel rosh lo yafsik lanos imahem ela shosik v'shomeya mechavin lamasha omrim. If you hear some kadosh or kedusha and you're in the middle of putting on your tefillin, you should not stop to answer. Rather, you should just be quiet and have kavanah to be yotze with what they're saying. This is just as we said, that you can't stop because of issues of bracha shein etzricha baron chol hamoed, where there's no bracha shein etzricha problems, then maybe you would be able to respond. When there are bracha shein etzricha problems, and the Mechaber says you should just be quiet and pay attention and be yotze with what they're saying, that's because of shomea ka'one. So it works that it's like you're answering, but it's not a problem of hefsek. This is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosos. If you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, should you stop to listen to what the Shliach Tzibur is saying in terms of Kaddish or not? Sif Yud Aleph. Acha shakasha shal yad al azroa, yaniach shal rosh kodam shiyechor haratzuas viv hazroa. The Mechaber says that after you put the shal yad, the tefillin shal yad on your arm, and you've tightened it, before you do any wrappings at all on the arm, you should put the shal rosh on your head. The reason for this, says the Mishnah Berurah, this opinion is because the bracha of lahaniach that you say before the shal yad goes on the shal rosh also. So therefore, you should try and be mamait, minimize as much as possible any hefsek, any break between the placement of the shal yad and the shal rosh. And this opinion holds that the wrapping on the arm is not really an ikar part of the tefillin. Only the tightening on the arm is the ikar mitzvah of tefillin. So therefore, it's best to stop there and then put on the shal rosh instead of being masik more with the wrappings on the arm. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Ari, who was noheg to do the seven wrappings on the arm also before putting on the shel rosh, and this is what the minhag is as well, as quoted in the Tshuvos Mishkanos Yaakov as well. The reason given in the Mishkanos Yaakov is because if you don't wrap it tightly on the arm, those seven wrappings on the rest of the arm, then the tightening which you did on the top of the arm of the actual box will probably not be tight either. So therefore, the wrapping really is part of the tightening on the upper arm as well. And Rav Shechter quotes Rav Soloveitchik in Nefesh HaRav that he would even be makbid to do the wrappings on the fingers before placing the shel rosh on his head as well, as he thought that that was an ikar part of the placement of the tefillin as well. And he tells a story that one time a Baal HaBas questioned Rav Soloveitchik as to what he was doing, and Rav Soloveitchik said, oh, you're right, I forgot, because he didn't want to confuse the Baal HaBas, as the Minhag HaOlam was just to do the seven wrappings on the arm, not the wrappings on the fingers. The Mechaber continues, Yesh Misha Omer She'asr Lohotzi Tefillah Shel Rosh Me'atik Ad She'tei Tefillah Shel Yad Munachas. There are some who hold that you can't even take the Tefillah Shel Rosh out of its bag until the Tefillah Shel Yad is tightly placed on the arm. The Ramah adds, V'afim Shneim Lefanim Chutzatik Lo Yisakin Liftoch Ha'Tefillah Shel Rosh Arachar Nachas Shel Yad. Even if they're both out, but they're in their boxes, you should not take the Shel Rosh out of its box until the Shel Yad is tightened on the arm. The Ramah continues, Yesh Mishakasav La'aniach Shel Yad Me'yushav the Shel Rosh Me'uma. There are some who say that one should place the Shel Yad on the arm when you're sitting down, and the Shel Rosh on the head while standing. But the Ramah says, Medinos Elu Lo Nalgu Kein El Shtein Me'uma. We do both standing up. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham, who says that the Achra should be to do the Shel Yad sitting down, but make the Bracha standing up, while the El Yarab in the name of the Maharshal says that both the bracha and the placement of the tefillin should be done while standing. This is because there is a difference of, this is a machlokas between Kabbalah and the Gemara, which one should do. Should it be said standing or standing up? The Vilna Gaon proves from the Zohar that it's even mutter to do standing up, not like everyone else says that, al pi Kabbalah, it should be done sitting down. So therefore, the minhag ha'olam is to do both standing up. The Knesset HaGedola quotes the following rules when it comes to Kabbalah versus Gemara. Whenever Kabbalah and Gemara argue, you follow the Gemara. But if the Kabbalah is machmir, then you can be machmir also. If something is not stated in the Gemara at all, but it is stated in Kabbalah, we can't force someone to follow Kabbalah. And if it's not mentioned in Shas and Poskim at all, then you can follow Kabbalah, but you can't force someone to do it. If there's a machlokes between the poskim, you are able to use Kabbalah in order to be machriya, who is correct. Those are the rules when it comes to Gemara versus Kabbalah.